The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everybody, if you like to sing and you'd like to close the Todd Glass Show while he's in Philadelphia performing at Helium, that's right, there's an opportunity for you. You better listen to the whole show, because in about a few minutes I'm going to give you the opportunity to send a tape in, and then maybe get a thing. Listen to the whole thing. Oh my God.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode.
Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show and it's professional.
Oh, I'm not that far from Christmas. Not that far from Christmas. What? You know, if there's Christmas Eve, I figured out a good way to extend Christmas. There's already Christmas Eve. You could have Christmas after. And Christmas technically goes to January 5th or 6th. So you could extend it one more day after that. Oh, it's Christmas after. It's good ideas. I mean, I have a lot of good ideas. I mean, this is the problem. Well, here's where we're at. You can see today is a no-show show. And we didn't even pick a best of. We did not even pick a best of. Why? I thought that's what we were doing. Because, honestly, it's very late at night and I forgot to send one to Aristotle. So I just decided to just talk into my phone, and that would be the show. So here's what's happening. Me and John Bram Wagner are headed to starting our tour. And we will be back on February 2nd. That's when we get back. So we will do podcasts on the road. We're going to do them not just into the phone. We'll bring the small recorder with us. So we're going to do them on the road, but I won't be, we weren't already in the studio for like 2 weeks. Then I'm going to be away for like, so it's going to be a while, but it'll make us look forward to it. I mean, I look forward to doing the show every week, but I can't remember when it wouldn't be this long without being in the actual barn. So why am I rambling? Because I need to. So, hey, I want to tell you something. This might help. If you're ever at a comedy club to come to see me, or in this tour, let's say you're, you know, a podcast listener and you're going to go, I'm not saying look for trouble. And the good news is most of the time, audiences are awesome. That's the good news. overwhelmingly, audiences are great. But you do get a small percentage where you might be next to someone. They're not heckling. They're just talking loud through the entire show. And here's what you can do. Don't say anything. It doesn't usually end well, unfortunately, if you have to turn to the people next to you. Even if you're like, could you do me a favor? I don't mean to be a jerk, but could you... If they're those people, they're not going to acknowledge that. They're not going to accept that well. So it's better just to go to the bathroom. They don't know where you're going and just tell an employee. They're going to handle it great. They're going to just come around and stand near your table. They're not going to come over and, hey, they told us you were loud. And you don't have to sit and deal with it. Because a lot of times when it's not super loud, you think, oh, they're not heckling. It's easier if the people next to you are heckling. It's easier to go complain about that. So I get it. You're sitting there. You're like, is it that loud? It's not that loud. Oh, it's, and then you feel you hesitate. No, just when you've decided, you go to the club. Hey, could you do me a favor? Then you return to your seat, go to the bathroom, and you can put an end to it. You know, sometimes they're the hardest type of people to deal with, because especially when they're talking loud enough, if they're talking so loud that 15 tables can hear them, yeah, they're going to end up. But sometimes if they're just talking loud enough that literally the two or three tables right next to them hear it, well, that's annoying too. So that's when people hesitate, like, to go say anything. Or they don't, I don't even think people know they can. And yes, you can. A well-staffed, a well-managed comedy club will deal with it properly and anonymously. Like I said, they're not going to go over. Hey, the people next to you said that you were annoyed. Of course not. What if they don't? What if they lean over? They're real good about it. You're like, oh, they did do that well. Then they go turn to you. If there's any other trouble, let me know. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what he's talking about. Sir, that's talking with the people. With the lady. Ooh. So that's that. And is there anything else? I wrote it down. So hold on, I'm walking into my living room. Oh. You know, I thought about, if you're a podcast listener, and you, I thought about using a podcast listener to do a song, like at the end of the show, like maybe, not maybe, Love Lifting, what is the song? Love, all around, oh wait, what's that song I want to do? Hold on. Higher and Higher. Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. Most likely that song. So you can send it to me doing 60 seconds of it with a karaoke track. Maybe sing it a cappella. But this is simple. You will have the opportunity. And then maybe we'll have like a... I'll pick somebody. Send me. We'll fit everyone's name in a bag, mush it up. And you don't have to be the best singer in the world, but you have to be pretty good. You got to be able to. Some people they don't have the best voice. Maybe it's better than mine. Don't get me wrong. I'm not judging. Their voice might not be the best in the world, but they could shred the song. They get into it, and we're gonna do an audience participation. We're gonna bring like maybe 5 or 6 people up from the audience, 7, 8, 9, and we're gonna sing that song with the whole crowd. Some people up on stage. That'll be like the chorus. So if you want to send it to toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. You, singing the song. Make it simple. Don't make it complicated. You don't have to sing with a band. Just sing a cappella by yourself. Or that's the same thing. Or with a karaoke track. Or with your guitar if you feel comfortable. But you got to do the song. I would say, like, fast. You know? You gotta just, it's gotta be, you know, a real upbeat version. Boom, 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 boom. That's all I can tell you. So, I know if you're like, well, if we do a karaoke, we can only go as fast as the song. And that is true. But that's it. Well, sing faster than the song. I'll know you get it. I'll be like, look at this. They're singing faster than the song. Great. And then you would open, you would close the show maybe on the 16th, maybe a few nights. Could you do all the nights? 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th? All right. So that's it. ToddGlassComedy@gmail.com. Just, you know me, I'm a simple person. Don't just boom. All right? And that is the song I absolutely want to do. So there you go. Send it in fast. I mean, this is... Wait, today's Friday. Never mind. No, I could use it on... We could. It's already past the 16th, but we could do. No, it's not. I'm losing my mind. So yes, that is it. This will be way before the 16th that you've heard this. I got confused. Why am I talking so close to the phone? All right. Well, if I'm not really giving you any important information, I guess that's that. And send it in. I'm excited. We'll come, next time we talk, I'll be on the road with John. We'll do the show from our hotel room. And it'll be fun. Maybe we'll be with Chip Chantry. Maybe Steve George from the band, maybe. Or whoever. Shannon Moore. Yeah, I give them all a shout out. Of course I do. All right. The truth of the matter, if I need to be honest. Do I need to be honest? The reason I didn't pick a best of episode is I wanted to give you some time to yourself. I know you get a little busy. And when there's no show, hopefully you miss it. But you'll also be like, great, I can scrub my barbecue down. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, that is it. Enjoy your time off today. Enjoy it. I'll be on the tour, the big tour, the event of a lifetime tour. Sure, I make a big deal about the tour. Why not? Why don't you make a big deal about the tour and get your reservations? Goodbye, you're great, you're special, you're kind, there's no one in the world like you. How do you like that? Go Mr. Rogers on you right at the end. Boom, send some love your way. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God, that was a lot. Boom, out.